This is Youth Ministry Optics, an experimental podcast powered by G-Shades Youth Ministry Curriculum. I'm Mike Haynes, youth pastor and creator of G-Shades, and if you've stumbled on this podcast, you're early to the party. It's not quite ready for public consumption yet. But even in these early episodes, I want to offer some thoughts and tips around youth ministry teaching and leadership, all through the lens of the gospel. Because at G-Shades, we believe the gospel changes the optics. You know, every youth pastor has been there. It's Tuesday, and you have no idea what you're preaching on Wednesday. Maybe you've been too busy to plan ahead, or maybe you like the freedom of picking topics week to week. It's possible that your students ask great questions, and you just want to follow their lead. But here's the thing. Students grow deeper when teaching is intentional. A structured plan prevents that last-minute scramble kind of preaching, and less stress is better. Right? So something to think about before you keep scrolling, planning ahead in youth ministry, it actually gives you more flexibility, not less. If you're a youth pastor, you need a strong teaching plan. It isn't about locking yourself into a rigid schedule. It's more so like creating a roadmap that ensures that students get the full picture of faith. That can look like starting with your ministry's big picture goals, right? Before picking up topics, you can ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself, like, where do I want my students to be spiritually a year from now? What gaps in their faith do I need to address? How can I best shepherd them? Or, like, how can I help them grow in biblical literacy and personal discipleship? Because, see, a year-long plan, it's not about filling 2 weeks or 52 weeks, 2 weeks. It's not about filling 52 weeks with random topics. It's about intentionally guiding students through a faith journey. All right, so here are three big questions to shape your youth ministry year. Number one, what foundational truths do students need? Salvation, gospel clarity, identity in Christ. Two, what real life struggles do they face? It might be anxiety, peer pressure, relationships, purpose. And number three, how can we equip them for lifelong faith? And this is where we get into Bible study habits and leadership and serving others. Because here's the thing, when it comes to structuring a year-long teaching plan for your youth group, instead of just planning it week to week, it'd be more helpful to you and more helpful to your students for you to think about it in 4 to 6 block teaching chunks. We often call them series. And I think that'll help you have a much more sustainable and a better structured plan for how it is you're going to teach and disciple your students this year. You want youth ministry to feel sustainable? Make sure your teaching curriculum is balanced between biblical depth and real-life application for your students. You also want built-in flexibility for guest speakers, for events, and also for Holy Spirit-led changes, because that totally happens throughout the year. The goal is for students to get a well-rounded faith foundation over time. And planning it in teaching blocks, that keeps your messages connected, intentional, and easy to prep. You know, a great youth ministry teaching plan, it's not just about what you teach, it's also about how you teach it. There are a couple of options here. There's expository teaching, that's where you walk through a book of the Bible. You might do Jonah, or you might do James, you might do Philippians. There's also topical teaching where you're addressing real life issues the students face, like anxiety or relationships or purpose. There's interactive learning like small group discussions and Q&A nights and student-led discussions. You know, mixing up the teaching style, these are all really helpful because it keeps your students engaged while also helping them experience the Bible in different ways. So as you plan out your teaching year, just remember, it's not always just about what you teach. Sometimes it's about how you teach it. Most of us already know this as youth pastors, but there are definitely certain times of year where specific teaching themes make the most sense. In January, you might do New Year, spiritual disciplines, fresh faith commitments. February is always going to be about relationships, identity in Christ. You know, March, same thing, maybe Easter and April, summer, you've got the student leadership or serving, you know, you got summer camp stuff going on. September, you're probably going to have a back to school focus, living out your faith. And December, of course, you know, Christmas, generosity in November, December, reflecting on the year, that kind of stuff. Listen, a structured teaching plan, going through these rhythms, it's not meant to be rigid, it's meant to guide. So don't feel locked into a plan that doesn't fit where your students are, but do kind of figure out what makes the most sense and then invite the Holy Spirit in to make adjustments as you go throughout the year. All right, here are a few tips for structuring your youth ministry curriculum or your teaching calendar throughout the year. So one tip is like review your plan every 3 months or so to see if adjustments are needed. You can also leave 2 to 3 weeks open per semester for unexpected topics because things shift and stuff happens and you ought to make some space for it. But another thing you can do is ask students what they're struggling with and then adjust accordingly. Because here's the thing, a strong teaching plan, it gives you a solid roadmap, but you should still allow God to redirect your steps and leave space so that you can be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit as you pastor your kids throughout the year. You know, some youth pastors resist long-term teaching planning because they don't want to feel boxed in. But in reality, a good teaching plan actually gives you more freedom, not less. Because you don't have to scramble last minute to pick a sermon topic, and it's possible to feel just confident and relaxed, and you can be more present with students instead of always prepping or stressing. Your messages, they'll be more impactful because they build on each other over time. So I would encourage you, plan with purpose. Preach with passion. Lead with intention. Create a year-long teaching plan for your youth group. I just believe that your students will thank you for it.
That's it for now. We'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, feel free to check out everything that we're building at youthministrycurriculum.com.